Welcome back to the Ultimate Love Life Makeover, Dating Mastery for Women. I'm Cami Ellen, your host. I'm so happy to have you back with us. Each day during this virtual summit, you will learn tips and tools from our world-class experts on all things related to dating and attraction. This wisdom will help you to date and relate with unshakable confidence and to become a woman who can inspire a great love. We are all standing with you and for you to create nothing less than lasting, luscious love, your ultimate love life makeover. So let's dive in. I am absolutely thrilled to introduce my next guest expert, Allison Armstrong, who will be talking today on the topic, when needy means depleted. And when I think of trusted sources when it comes to the topics of love and dating and relationships and men, Allison is always one of my go-to experts. She consistently shares such valuable information, teaching, and coaching. So this is really going to be an incredible conversation. But before we dive in, I want to tell you a little bit more about Allison. So Allison Armstrong, author, educator, and creator of the widely acclaimed Understanding Men and Understanding Women transformational online series, asks the question, what if no one is misbehaving, including you? She explores the good reasons behind the behavior of men and women, such as fundamental differences in the ways we think, act, and communicate. She offers simple partnership-based solutions to improve our communication and intimacy by honoring ourselves and others. She's known for her insight, sense of humor, and ability to articulate the human experience and predicament of gender. So I'm so pleased to welcome Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here with us today to support the women who are wanting to create their love life makeover. So why don't you start by telling us about your topic today, when needy means depleted. What do you mean by this?
Well, when I was looking at what you were working on here, I thought about what all our female graduates have been asking me since 1995. And women tend to be accused of one of two things. And the one they're most afraid of is being accused of being needy. The one that a lot of women get accused of these days is of being too self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. And those are opposites and ends of the spectrum, right? If you're needy or if you're too self-sufficient. And it is something that has baffled women for a really long time, that if you're completely self-sufficient, a man will say, well, I'm out of here because you don't need me. Mm-hmm. And then if she's willing to need him, we're not really taught how to do that. We don't understand what's okay to need and how do you go about getting what you need from a man. And so we tend to just swing the pendulum and end up being accused of being too needy. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, that drives us crazy, right? Because most of us these days are aware of ourselves as being tremendously competent and able and fairly likely to wonder, what do I need a man for anyway, right? So to end up being accused of being needy, it is baffling to a lot of women. And so it's just one of the things that I wanted to sort out. And that there's, you know, I've been studying men since 1991. And one of the things I love about them is they are paradoxical. And they need women to both be full, but I would say full, right? They're looking for a woman who is full. But they're also looking for a woman who has space. Well, space is the opposite of full. And I've just been spending a lot of time distinguishing what is the kind of full that men are looking for a woman to be, that attracts them, that has them think committing is a really good idea. And what is the kind of space they need a woman to have that attracts them and has them think committing is a really good idea. So that's what I wanted to talk about, and you needed a title. And so I started with, you know, when does needy mean depleted? Because that's one of the things that I see a lot in women dating these days is because we're stuffing our lives with so much work and accomplishment and contribution and responsibility, we often show up on a date depleted. We show up needing attention and approval and appreciation and admiration and having none that we're able to give, right? So we don't have to give what men most need. Like one of the biggest examples of this is women worry so much about feeling attractive, right? Does he find me attractive? Does he find me attractive? Well, honestly, if you go to a date having done for yourself what causes you to feel attractive before he ever reacts to you, then you get to be the kind of person on that date who is attractive. You came attractive, right? You didn't have to wait for him to find you attractive or contort yourself to have him find you attractive. You find yourself attractive. Oh. Right? You're already like, well, I'm like, yeah, I'm not that. So these are the kinds of things I just wanted to explore with you and see what I could contribute. And honestly, they're long tested. I just celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. A quarter of a century. And we're more in love than we've ever been. We were giggly as we were celebrating our anniversary because, wow, pinch me. We did it and we would do it all over again. That's so cool.
That is so cool and inspiring. And yeah, I think everything that you're talking about, I can just hear everybody nodding like, oh yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Oh, that's exactly how I am on my dates. Oh, okay. How do I do this, Allison? Because I know I talk to a lot of women and they are feeling very accomplished with their careers and their achievements and the things that they're up to in the world. And then feeling like they have to bring that into their dates too. Mm-hmm. Let me bring that to my date so I can kind of, I don't know, it's like prove my worth or, you know, what am I bringing to the table on the date, in the conversation? And I know that's super confusing for women about how to still be that way in the world, but yet show up in the way that you're talking about where they're feeling full and already showing up feeling, I don't know, would you call that radiance when you're showing up on the date? When you're talking about this idea of feeling already attractive and already full, is that another way to say radiance or?
Well, I love that you picked that word. A reporter from Japan once asked me, is there a kind of beauty that every woman can be? Mm. And that was exactly the word that came to mind immediately, radiant. Mm. Radiant has nothing to do with an organization of your eyes and nose and teeth. It has to do with that literally energy is coming off of you, mm-hmm. right? The sun is a source of radiant heat, right? That's why there's such a big difference between the shade and sunlight. It is radiating energy. And when a woman has filled herself up in the best ways, the result is to be radiant. And one of the things that men need from women is energy. For them, we're tapped in to life source in a way that they're not. And they actually describe us as a place that they recharge their batteries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is that ability. When we're radiant, we are literally transmitting life. We call it being a life bringer. We're bringing life to them, bringing life force to them. And it's one of the things that has a man look forward to going on a date at the end of a challenging day, Right? Instead of he's had a challenging day or a challenging week, and the last thing he wants to do is go be on a date and try to get along with somebody and get to know somebody and exhausting, right? Mm-hmm. But if they can even see in her picture, say it's online dating or they've met her somewhere and she's radiant, they're like, oh, please, can I go be with her?
So you're talking about this is even coming across in the photo itself.
Oh, absolutely. I wrote an article years ago about are men superficial or super perceptive? And the answer is the second. And they get accused of being superficial because they judge so much by what they see. But we don't understand how sensitive their vision is, how much they can see. They're super perceptive. And energy coming from a woman versus energy being sucked into a woman, which is what happens when they're depleted, right? That's why I was talking to you about, you know, men are compelled to dive into a full pool.
Yeah.
So when we are radiant, they're like, okay, let me at that. How could I empower that? How could I support that? How could I contribute to that? Whereas when we're depleted, they want to protect themselves from us. They're not, how can I fix that? How can I fill that up? What could I give to her? They have the opposite reaction of, how do I protect myself from that black hole?
Yeah, that's not attractive.
Yeah. It's repellent. It's actually repellent.
Wow. Well, there's so much here that you're saying. Where does a woman start with this?
Well, thank you for asking that question. Well, I would start with what makes you unique. And what I mean by that is, for lack of a better way of saying it, every human being is a unique combination and expression of spiritual qualities. That's what makes us so unique. How we would define capital B beauty, right? How we would define greatness. How we would define, even I loved you, there was something you said in the introduction, luscious. You're talking about lasting life.
Yes.
So what's luscious to you? What's a luscious expression of who you really are? And for some people, that might be freedom, for example, right? For someone else, it might be compassion. For someone else, it might be gratitude. Or generosity. I mean, everyone defines it differently. And I've actually, in all the years I've talked to women about the words that express who they really are, I've never met two women who had the same qualities in the same order. Ever. And I'm talking thousands of women. And that is what makes us unique, who you really are. So when I talk about being full, it's literally how do you fill your physical self, physical mental self up with who you are as a spiritual being. Mm. So how do you, if for example, you are generosity, what has you been embodiment of generosity? Mm. If you identify with joy, what has joy oozing out of your pores? You know, glittering out of your eyes because that's who you are. So when I say that, I mean, what puts it in you? If you put who you are in you first, then you go out into the world. And in this case, out dating and relating, you go out being the embodiment of yourself. And that's what is radiating out from you. And it's irresistible. It's irresistible. It's so funny. It's like, there's you're so full of yourself, right?
That's usually like, well, yes, I am.
Right? Yeah, he is so full of himself. Oh, be full of yourself. That's exactly what we need is for you to be full of yourself. And And the interesting thing is it's often really simple things that will do that. Like I made a list once of all the things that going out on a walk in the morning with one of my best friends, who's my neighbor, here in Colorado, right? Rural Colorado, mountains, met a horse on the road today, you know, horses, dogs, nature, the whole deal. When I made a list of all the things that puts in me, right? Who I can be because I did that. I protect that like crazy, right? Because of who I get to be, what I get to radiate. So it's often really simple things. Taking a moment to go outside on your, you know, whether you're in the city or the country and you're sitting on your patio and watching the sunset. What does it do to you? Well, schedule dates after sunset so you can take that first.
Well, when I'm hearing you talk, it's, you know, I think there's this idea that I hear a lot from women that the idea that it's a bad thing to put ourselves first or, you know, to be selfish. Oh, that's selfish. But what I'm hearing and what you're saying is it sounds like you're saying the way to really be full is to put yourself first and to also, I think that in our society now, when people are, women are driving and moving and accomplishing and making things happen, that the things that you're talking about sometimes can sort of be forgotten. And so it's like taking, it's putting myself first and accessing what those things are to start to fill up, to start to feel fulfilled, to tap into what they are if you're not doing that already. Because I think a lot of women that I talk with aren't doing that. So it's like a gift to yourself, what you're saying.
Well, again, it's one of those things where things work the opposite of what we think. Mm-hmm. So a beautiful quality of human beings is self-sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And both men and women are self-sacrificing. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful quality when what's at stake is life and death.
Right.
Right? That's when self-sacrifice matters, mm-hmm. is life and death. Well, here in first world countries, life and death is not what's at stake. It's really the quality of life, right? It's who are you being as a human being, right? Are you a contribution to life itself? And that actually means that when you sacrifice yourself, what's lost is all the best parts of you. We have a saying, honor yourself first or all is lost.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen now, I mean, I've been studying men since 1991, is on the one hand, what they say, how they define needy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways they define needy is that no matter what you do, you can never make her happy.
Mm.
Yes. And it's one of the bummer things about being a woman is that nothing can ever make you happy if you haven't taken care of those things that first fill you up enough to be fine. So when we're depleted, right, when we're depleted, which means it manifests itself as being upset easily, mm-hmm. or being off balance, like we feel powerless, like we can't get any traction, which then we end up complaining, or being unwell, like a lack of vitality. There's no energy at all. And when we're like that, when we're depleted, the things that normally would make us happy can't make us happy. We have to fill ourselves up, and then things can make us happy on top of that. And that's what happens when a man meets a woman we would describe ourselves as fine. How are you? I'm fine. I'm not upset. I'm not off balance. I'm not unwell. I'm fine. Well, these days, if you tell someone you're fine, they wonder what's wrong. But mostly we're depleted pretending to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. Which is a natural thing for women to do. When we aren't actually who we want to be, our instinct is to pretend to be that.
Yeah.
Right? Like when we don't have any patience, we pretend to be patient. Well, actually get some patience in you. What has you actually be patient? So those are the kinds of things that it matters to fill up. And then on top of that, we can be made happy. Mm-hmm. And that's the game that men are compelled to play. Wow, here's this amazing woman. What could I do to make her happy? And if we're clear about what we need when we're depleted, they'll play that. If they know that we're committed to being filled up, then they're like, how can I help? Right? And then they'll support us. Greg protects. My husband Greg protects my sleep. Mm. You would think it was like Fort Knox or something. But he knows it's what makes such a huge difference in the human being. I'm going to be all day. So I'm the only one who can make myself sleep, but he will protect everything that contributes to that.
Well, I appreciate what you said earlier. You used the word contribution. Mm-hmm. Saying that when a woman is showing up this way for herself and really being self-honoring and filling herself up, that's allowing her to be showing up as a contribution. I love that you said that. Feeling like it's not just so that you can have a great date, it's so that you can really be a contribution. And also what you were saying about, that going on the dates from this space and being able to say, yes, I'm fine, and really truly mean it. Mm-hmm. And I felt a beautiful mix of, in everything that you're talking about, it's like a nice, it's like a lightness and a freedom that's so attractive, but also at the same time, behind it, it feels like someone showing up like this, there's also this really beautiful depth. Because you were saying diving into a full pool. Mm-hmm. But when you were talking about all of this, I feel like that's the energy that's being emitted to the other person. You can tell, like, wow, this person has such, there's like a depth behind it because there is that foundational relationship with the self. Do you think that that's also being sensed by, if a woman goes on a date and she's showing up like this, is that a part of what is magnetic or attractive is really the depth of that relationship with the self? I don't know. That's just what I was feeling when you were talking.
Well, it's okay. So I don't know if you know this about me, Cammy, but if I were an artist, words would be my paints. Mm-hmm. And you have such an amazing way of choosing words, and I don't even know if you know that you do it. Like in physics, the study of what makes something magnetic, which is a word that you use, right, mm-hmm. has to do with the mass that it has. Right? So how much is concentrated into that little space? And gravity itself has to do with the mass of the earth. And use the word depth, which is actually related to that. So when a man is sensing, wow, there's so much here. And it has them be curious, like, mm-hmm. I just have to know more about her. Who is this person? What makes her this way? Which then has them act naturally interested in us, which has a way of bringing out whole other levels of us. Like, oh my gosh, they're actually interested, mm-hmm. which has us be even more expressive, you could say. And then that ends up having us be even more fascinating and mysterious to them. And yeah, so I mean, you're on exactly the right track. The more that we fill ourselves up, not in a, because I'm empty and I can't ever get enough, But to fill ourselves up, like, okay, that's my job. My job is to have my tank be topped off so that what other people give to me is always a contribution and always gets to be, as much as possible, the cup overfloweth, right? And gets to, can be a joy, be an addition, which is what really men want to be in a woman's life. They want to be an addition to her greatness. And so, yeah, when you take care, when you honor yourself in a way that you keep feeding and nourishing you so that you go out into the world able to nourish others, it's mind-boggling. It's stunning. And the crazy thing about it, Cammie, and this is the biggest problem that our graduates have, is if you do that, your next challenge will be learning how to be a great receiver. Because
the abundance overload.
Yes. People will be compelled to take care of you, to give to you, to contribute to you. I mean, they'll be so compelled to do that. And then you have to learn how to handle that.
Right.
It's an awesome problem.
That is a good problem to have. Wow. That's, I love this conversation because, you know, I think a lot of times with dating advice, it can be, oh, you need to say this, or you need to say that, or need to wait X number of days for this or whatever. And, but this is just a whole nother level.
Well, I know that people mean well, and I was doing a program on dating many years ago that we recorded. It's called In Sync with the Opposite Sex. And it had me look up the word strategy because people want to know dating strategies. And in the dictionary, which, by the way, if you ever want to know what a man means, just look it up in the dictionary because it was written by men. Yeah. And what it said under strategy was moving oneself into the best possible position before engaging with the enemy.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. So strategy is all about maneuvering. Mm-hmm. It's not about connecting. It's not about actually connecting one soul to another. And if you're looking for a luscious, lasting love, as you said it, or a great love, you actually have to show up for that. You can't send your representative that's saying all the right things and is all scripted and is being all careful. And I mean, Greg and I laugh because on our first date, as he was saying goodbye to me at my car, I just blurted out, how important is sex to you?
You said this.
I said that. Okay. I said it to him. How important is sex to you? Because I didn't get enough in my first marriage.
I love it.
And this was after earlier in the date when he asked me, he came right out and he said, so what are your dreams? And he asked, so I said, I wanted to have at least one more child, maybe two, because I had one from my first marriage. And I wanted to be home to raise them. Oh my gosh, first date, I actually said I want to be financially supported. I was like, what the heck? That you're never supposed to say something like that. Don't say that on a first date. And
25 years later.
Yeah. And I said I wanted to have a foundation. I wanted to have a foundation and give away lots and lots of money. You're not supposed to say something like that on a first date. And I mean, it's one of the things that I encourage people to do. Represent yourself really well. And if that scares people off, good. They just did you a favor. Who you really are is not what they're up for. And I didn't find out till later that Greg was, in his own mind, he was thinking, when I was talking about children, he was thinking, oh, and she should have two daughters. Which we do.
Wow.
And then when I was talking about foundation, he was thinking, I want to fund that. And when I was talking about sex, I didn't find this out for a few years. He promised himself if she's with me, she's going to have sex as much as she wants.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what I found out men are doing is you're expressing who you are. They're sorting themselves in and out. And
they're deciding, can they align with that? Does that feel resonant? Or
Yeah, they're making honest choices. And the cutest thing is, if you're really representing yourself honestly, if they decide, okay, that's not for me, they're still so enchanted by you. They're like, but I know a guy.
All right.
Oh. Right? Yeah. Like, and then they start looking for the right person for you. Because they've just fallen in love with you and they want you to have the person that you want. Okay. And they're on. Okay. So I'm not the person, you know, and they do that out of love. So I'm not that guy. But I'm going to help you find that guy.
Wow. I'm so inspired by what you're saying, because I'm just imagining everybody listening, and in my mind, I'm envisioning them all going into dating from here and all of the beautiful things that will unfold as a result. And it's actually very touching. It's very touching to think about, you know. But I'm also thinking, okay, is there anybody listening who's thinking, well, this sounds so great. I want this. I want to experience this. I don't even know where to start. How can you make sure that you are filled up? If this is so outside of your life paradigm right now.
Yeah.
And you've maybe someone's listening and feeling overwhelmed. What are some simple ways? I know you said you can think about the things that you enjoy, whatever that is, but do you have any kinds of exercises or any kinds of simple things that someone practices they can start doing to really start to get in touch with that part of themselves?
Yeah, I can actually. And it's actually perfect to just start with one thing at a time. So a really common advice that drives women especially crazy is when someone says, oh, honey, just be yourself. Right? And like, hello, be myself. I got to find myself first. Well, that would be the thing. So if you were, what I like to do is use our imagination. That's one of the best tools, the best powers that any human being has. So picture yourself on this date and picture that who you're being is someone that you're like, yeah, that's me. Mm. That's what my friends say they love about me. That's what it is when I'm that way. I love myself. What is that quality? If I could just be that one quality, right? And you just pick one. You just pick one. So, for example, back when I was dating, what I wanted to be was playful. Mm. Because that's part of who I am. Part of who I am is play and fun. So I wanted to be playful. Well, okay, so what is it that has me be naturally playful when I don't have to work at being playful? I just am playful. Well, for me, it was being outside. It was talking to one of my best friends. All I have to do is hear a giggle and I'm playful and I can be playful for days afterwards. She fills me up, right? Connecting to her fills me up. So any quality that you might want to pick, like when I was dating, self-expressed was the way that I put it at the time. Now I would say truthful. I want who I am, a quality that I'm proud of being, that I value, is being truthful. Well, there are times when I am naturally truthful, and there's times when I have to work at being truthful, and there's times when someone wants told me I was terminally honest. that's part of who I am, right? I just blurt out really honest things. Mm. But it's part of who I am to be that. And that strategically, that is not a good idea, right? So whatever those qualities are, that when you're that, if you love it when you're goofy, if who you are is goofy, well, what puts goofy in you? What has goofy be natural? Whether it's a bubble bath or push-ups or I don't know. One of my best friends starts every day watching the elephants. Watching the elephants on Instagram from our favorite charity.
That rescues
in Africa, rescues orphan elephants. And every day she starts her day with the Instagram post from DSWT.
I love it.
And that returns her to herself. So whatever it is that does it for you, just do that one thing. And then the other thing I would say, because this trips women up all the time, the way I like to say it is dress up as yourself.
For the date or just in general?
Yes. Dress to please you instead of to try to anticipate what will please them. Mm-hmm. That will, clothing is this physical structure and this physical representation. And if how you're dressed is as you, it's a way that you empower yourself. And like, say you go to the restroom and you look in the mirror and you're reminded, oh yeah, that's me. I forgot I dressed up as me tonight. I have my cowboy boots on, or I have my sparkles, or I have my, whatever the thing is that's you, that you're keeping, bringing it back to yourself.
Love it. Showing up as you.
Yeah.
Well, I think both of those things are so doable. And so if a woman starts to take this on and really start showing up for herself and being more full and showing up inside of these qualities, and she's starting to date, how does she know, or how can she find a man who wants to commit? How does she know if he wants to commit? What makes a man commit? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can. And you just jumped from addition and subtraction to calculus.
Okay.
Seriously, understanding men, love, and commitment, there are at least two courses a woman has to do before she can do that course in our curriculum. She has to do Understanding Men, and she has to do Being an Extraordinary Woman, which this material is from Being an Extraordinary Woman, before she can even talk about what has a man commit. And one of the reasons why I say that is because on the one hand, we've discovered there are 12 things that make a woman the right person to commit to. And on the other hand, there are a bunch of things that have a man commit that is his readiness to commit that has nothing to do with a particular woman. It's not personal. It's what he has to handle in his own life and in his relationship to himself before he considers that he has, well, as one man put it, I have no business committing to another person. Like for them, there's things they have to have handled to have the right to be that man for a woman, to deserve to be that man for a woman. It's one of the biggest things that women don't know about men is they have a fantastic sense of accountability. And just going from dating to being a boyfriend is all about what it means they'll be accountable for. Right. Do we know this? No, nobody talks about this.
No.
But to them, to go on a date is to have a certain set of accountabilities to take care of a woman for a certain amount of time and to make sure she has what she needs and do right by her for 4 hours. That's what I'm accountable for. Okay, I can do that. Being a boyfriend, means in between those times that we're together, I have additional accountabilities to connect with her, to include her, to pay attention to her life, to, like, there's a whole other set of accountabilities. And the difference is huge between dating and boyfriend, and women try to minimize it. Like, it's not much different than what we do right now. We see each other every weekend. right? And then you go from that to being married. I mean, for a man, that means he's making himself responsible for protecting and providing for this human being for the rest of her life. Huge.
Very
huge to do that, right?
Yes.
So this is one of the reasons why, if as a woman being in a committed relationship, whatever level you're talking about, is what you're dating for, then if you're not going to end up with a whole lot of frustration, you have to sort for that from the very beginning. And if a man says, I'm looking for a girlfriend, I'm looking for my wife, that's a good sign. If he says, I'm open to being in a relationship.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good.
Okay. I'm open is not good.
The difference between open to something and doing something is so far.
Okay.
But they've learned that if they say they're open to something, then they can get what they need because they need us. They need that life force. They need that attention. They need that admiration. They need our playfulness. Everything we are, they need. And they may only be able to be accountable for taking care of who provides that for 4 hours, but they need that. So if what they have to say to have you sit across from them for 4 hours, and, you know, maybe more, and maybe we get to get physical, is that they're open to being in a relationship. That's what has them get to have that date. Well, they're taught to be strategic too. So they'll say they're open. Or, like, if you're committed to having children, you don't want a man who's open to having children. Being a father is too hard.
This is really important because I think this happens a lot. And then a woman hears, oh, he's open. Okay, this is a good sign. We'll date for a few months. He'll become more open. But you're saying no. Okay.
No. Open is, let me put it a different way, okay? I've found over the years that it's more useful to think of both men and women as whether we're in a hunting mode or a gathering mode, rather than male and female or masculine and feminine even. And a man who is ready for a partner, who is wanting to get married and have a family, he's literally hunting a wife. He's in a hunting mode. It's a committed state of being where he's looking for the right person. That is the opposite. That is a committed state of being, hunting.
Committed.
That's the opposite of open. So a man who's hunting a wife is committed to having a wife, potentially a family. He's looking for the wife and the mother of his children, and he's... that's what he is up to, and he's generating it. Someone who's open to it, which, since we think his openness is something a woman can change.
Right?
That's the part that she should take personally, that the more he loves me, the more he'll switch from open to committed. But no, that's the part that's not personal. When he's hunting a wife, what's personal is, are you the right person for him? When he's open, no matter how wonderful and lovely and amazing you are, that isn't what changes him from open to committed.
He's just, that's where he is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you show up and in your fullness, and it doesn't matter.
Well, it'll matter. You'll be amazing. But right. that doesn't make him more ready to commit. Mm-hmm. So there's this big difference between ready to commit and being the right person to commit to. The readiness is happening all on his part in his world, and you literally can't affect it.
And so if a woman goes on a date, and to use the hunting metaphor, she's with a hunter on the other side of the table. What are the signs after, say, the date goes well and she thought it went well? If this is, and he liked her and thought maybe she could possibly, she has potential, he's open and he's in that state of mind. What can a woman expect afterward to let her know, okay, I think he's what happens? Because another thing that women talk about is, oh, I think it went really well. Maybe I should text him, or, you know, maybe I should just move it along. I have things to do.
Yeah. Okay, such great questions. So first of all, oh boy. Men, the more attracted a man is to a woman, the more special is a word they'll use, he thinks she is, the more worried he will be about being rejected.
Okay.
So it is good to be clear. I would love to do this again. I would love to see you again. I'd really love to get to know you better. That a very clear, not hinty communication, mm-hmm. but also not hunting him. Men don't do well being hunted. Mm-hmm. So when are we going out again? Right?
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the way I like to say it is, if you asked me, I'd say yes. If you chased me, I wouldn't go very fast. If you chased me, you'd catch me. I'd stand still. There's ways of communicating green light. And so that the more attracted he is to you, the more he's going to need that to not call you because he was afraid you were just going to say no, right? That you were just being polite. You can't just be polite. That's one part. So yes, indicate, I'm interested, but don't chase him. And also don't take it personally if you don't hear from him for a week. It just means he went back to work and he's underwater for a week. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. So watch all those rules about if he hasn't called you with this and this amount of time, then it means something. It doesn't. On the other hand, something that you need to know is that what men say is they know usually within the first 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. They can tell by, are you full? Right? Are you full? Are you a pull they want to dive into? They know within the first 30 seconds, at the most, the first 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. The way they've described it is like, it's like the edge pieces of a puzzle. They know within at least no more than 3 minutes, are the edge pieces of this puzzle. We could be friends. We could be lovers. This could be the love of my life. This could be my future. They know those edge pieces so fast. And then what they do, sometimes those edge pieces scare the pucky out of them. Like, oh my God, this could be my wife and I'm not ready for my wife. I have to go away and get ready for her. Mm-hmm. Or they could, if they are ready, like, oh my gosh, this could be her. Then what they're doing is they're looking to fill in the pieces of the puzzle. So they'll start interacting with you in real life situations to find out, can we give each other what each other needs? Mm. And that's where all the elements of a right person shows up. Mm-hmm. Like, are we going in the same direction? Are we coming from the same place? Do we have compatible values? This is one of the places where women thinking a guy has potential if he just changes a lot, will blow it up because he's like, wow, you don't like me.
Yeah.
You want somebody other than who I am. So I'm not the right person for you. Mm-hmm. So can you tell we could talk about this for
about my gosh, we could just go on for hours. And I feel like we just started talking, and I do want to be respectful of your time, but I just thank you so much for everything that you've shared. And just to wrap up, do you have any last thoughts that you'd like to leave the women who are listening and watching with on this topic?
I would say, coming from a completely different angle here, that one of the things that scares men away the fastest is when they can tell they're being interacted with wounds and hurts and dishonor and disrespect and resentments and anger that a woman has left over from another man. That he's going to be punished for what somebody else did. And that's a non-starter for many men. Like, she's amazing and she comes with so much baggage, I can't even go there. Mm. And we have a teleclass called Healing Your Heart, Restoring Your Honor. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning. We have another program called Extreme Freedom, but it's all about, yes, that he needs you to be full, but he also needs you to have space. He needs you to have space to see who he is as a unique individual and not the guy who broke your heart, stole your money. You know, he's not that guy. So on the one hand, we need to fill ourselves up. On the other hand, we need to make space to be present to this human being by healing and releasing the junk from the past.
Well, if anyone would like to learn more about those courses or about you and your work, where can they go to learn more?
You can find me at understandingmen.com. And that's where we have our books, our recordings, our online curriculum. Everything is there, understandingmen.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here. This has just been an amazing conversation. And so, as I was saying earlier, I'm just picturing everyone listening, taking everything that you've shared and really starting to transform the way that they are dating and how they're showing up and the results. And it's fascinating and inspiring. So thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's really my pleasure. Men are incredible. And when I started studying them, honestly, I hated them. Mm. And now I'm their biggest fan. And I have so much good news about who they are and how they naturally complement who we are. And if we stop trying to prove that we're better men, let them be the better men, right? And pay attention to being our version of the greatest woman, it gets so much simpler.
Thank you. Thank you for everything that you shared today.
You're welcome.
And thank you to all of you who are here with us, who are listening and watching. We really appreciate having you with us here for the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Summit. And if you'd like to learn more about our Summit VIP package, you can find all the details below on the page, or you can go to ultimatelovelifemakeover.com/VIP. Thank you for being with us, and please come back and join us for more of the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Summit. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.